do you even know, or do you care to know how these playoff tiebreakers break down as you guys come into these last three games?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I think for us, it's just going out there and make sure we, you know, do everything on our end and just trying to win games and let everything else just take care of itself. Basically, just control what you can control.
Wes, have you been impressed with how well so many of your teammates who've had to step in and play for injured guys have been able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the way it needs to be. And anytime anybody goes down, you know have to have somebody there, and they have to step up and play well and take advantage of, you know, the opportunity they get to get out there and get to play a little bit.
Wes, going back to just the playoff stuff, and I understand it's one game at a time, but a lot of you guys were saying after that game you felt like your season was on the line. Is it frustrating to know that even if you control what you can control, that possibly you could end up on the outside looking in? Is it frustrating to have to rely on help pretty much?
Not really. I mean, you just, you know, you're just out there, you know, playing and controlling what you can control, you know. So, you know, you just take care of your end and let everything else just take care of itself and however it shakes down, you know. As long as we know, we went out there and gave ourselves the best opportunity.
Do you have to step back and sometimes marvel, you know, looking at the defense and knowing, I think by my count, it was like six starters out by the end of the game, if you count from the beginning of the season, and marvel at what they're still able to do?
Well, I mean, you know, we got a lot of good players, and a lot of good young players and older players, you know, that have stepped in and you know, understand the game and know how to play and things like that. And you know, they have an opportunity to go out there and show their stuff. And you know, they did a great job of really stepping up this past Sunday.
How do you feel about the Dolphins being neck and neck with you guys at this point?
Well, you know, there's always going to be somebody, and there's going to be, you know, competition and things like that within the division. And you know, but for us, we just have to control what we can control and let everything else kind of, you know, play out and, you know, however it's supposed to play out.
Wes, you mentioned that control what you can control. That being said, do you feel like you guys can afford a loss from here on out?
Yeah, probably not. You know, it's the way it's looking. So, you know, we got to make sure that, you know, we're bringing it, you know, each and every week. And you know, the playoffs are almost starting, you know, a few weeks early.
How about a Cotton Bowl prediction from you?
Cotton Bowl prediction? Any win by the Red Raiders would be great by, you know, fine by me. So any way that, you know, we can get out there and win the game in the end would suit me just fine. Just a little upset it's not a BCS one.
Wes, are you to the point where you feel like you could run that wide receiver screen in your sleep?
Well, I mean, we've ran it quite a bit, and, you know, I get more and more comfortable the more times we do it, and you know, it's definitely something that, you know, we continue to work on and get better at and things like that. But, you know, I wish it was that easy where I could just do it in my sleep. So.
Is it tougher at the pro level because the rules are different from college in terms of blockers, you know, downfield? And I'm not just talking your role. I mean the play as a whole.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, in college, being able to have the linemen come down, it's, you know, jailbreak screens are, you know, pretty big. So, you know, it's definitely a rule change. You kind of have to, you know, push the envelope and get those linemen as close to the line of scrimmage without, you know, crossing and you know, cutting off the blocks and trying to make play.
Thanks a lot, Wes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
all.
Wes. We appreciate it.